Okay, so today we're going to dive into something pretty interesting. I think that's going to resonate with a lot of people listening. And this is Kjartan Abel's device for spatial playback, which he created with Millis Vandenberg. And this was exhibited at Nothing But the Voice in London. So for those of you who haven't seen it or heard of it, basically imagine a sound recording presented as a continuous line of cassette tape stuck to a gallery wall.
So instead of hitting play on your phone or your computer or whatever, it's almost like this dormant sound waiting for you to activate it.
And the way you activate it is you actually grab a modified portable cassette player with headphones right off the wall. Okay, so that in and of itself is pretty interesting. But the really fascinating part is as you physically move along that tape, the player reads it, and your movement unfolds the
It
same.
unfolds the sound, yeah.
So time becomes space.
It's a really interesting concept,
It's
man.
a space you navigate. So our mission in this deep dive today is to really explore how this challenges our perception of time and how it relates to the pace of modern life.
Well, one thing to consider here is that the linear tape becomes a very physical representation of time, right? It's no longer this abstract thing on a screen or a waveform you're looking at. It's actually a physical length that you, as the listener, have to move through to experience it.
And that act of movement is so key here.
Oh, it's crucial because the speed at which you move actually controls the story that you hear.
If you speed up, you rush through
You
it.
rush through it,
If you
exactly.
slow down, you linger. You know you're in control of the
You
tempo,
control the
the
day.
experience.
And this brings up another interesting point about stillness. You can't pause the playback without physically stopping your movement. And I think that that inability to simply be without physically progressing mirrors the
It
unease
does.
a lot of us feel in today's constantly connected world.
It's almost like we've forgotten how to pause, how to just be still without feeling like we're falling behind. And this artwork really highlights that feeling, when you're trying to find that right speed along the tape. It feels like this direct parallel to our own daily juggling act with the ever-increasing rhythm of the present.
And I think what makes this even more compelling is his choice of materials, this basic cassette player, this simple tape, these everyday objects, almost relics of the past, make the art very accessible. But it doesn't take away from the profound philosophical questions it
No,
raises.
not at all. And it makes you think about how often we overlook the potential for these deeper inquiries in just these ordinary things around us.
Absolutely.
So, to give a little bit of context, Kjartan Abel comes from a background as a sound designer, a music composer. And he's also worked extensively with immersive installations. And he actually has called himself a museum nerd and a tech
A
enthusiast.
big fan of museums, he is.
And he blends traditional media with this digital innovation. And academically, he has an MFA from the Slade and a BA from Kingston.
So, having that background, I think really helps us understand why he's so interested in exploring this intersection of technology and creativity.
You can see how his fascination with technology, shapes our experiences, especially around time and space, and how even seemingly outdated technology can be used to make us reconsider these fundamental aspects of perception. And through this device for spatial playback, he's exploring some pretty significant themes. The spatial nature of time itself, how our physical movements are tied to our memories, and this constant tension between the need for stillness and then, the dynamic nature of the world we inhabit.
So I think the key takeaway here is that this artwork takes something linear, like a sound recording, and transforms it into a physical spatial journey. You're not just hearing something, you're actually navigating it with your own body. It's a completely different way of experiencing sound.
And so on that note, here's a final thought for everyone listening. Think about how your own physical movements, the spaces that you move through every day, and even the pace at which you move might be subtly shaping your own sense of time and your ability to be truly present.
In the moment.
Any given moment.
It's something to think about, right?
It is. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was great.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
All right, take care.
See ya.